views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. We are the dynamic duo.
Ta-da!
And now I got to finish my really incredible story.
Please. Oh, my God, look what he put up.
What's that?
2222. That's a beautiful number.
Isn't that No, 5555 is changes.
No, 22 is like starting beginnings.
Yeah, right, new beginnings.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so my story, getting back to my story. So here I am. I'm in Ashland, Oregon. All right. And we just surprised my sister-in-law, her husband, and our other sister-in-law. And so they're all excited. So their brother, Kathy's brother, is in the Red Robin restaurant across the way in the parking lot. She says, she says, he's there with one of our other friends. She says, we got to spoof him. So anyway, so I give Nancy the whole lowdown on his life. And now he looks like a mountain man, you know?
Yeah.
He's got the white hair. He's got the beard, lanky, wearing the flannel plaid shirts and stuff.
I love it.
You know? And so he's sitting there having a beer with his friend at this long table waiting for everyone to come over. So all of a sudden, everyone goes to sit down. And so all of a sudden, Nancy walks by and she looks at him and she goes, Scott? And he looks at her like, who the hell are you? And she goes, don't you remember me? And now, mind you, his wife is sitting right there. And she goes, Nancy, don't you remember you drive a truck, right? You drove an 18-wheeler in California.
Oh, she must have been.
And he takes off his hat, with the visor. He takes off his hat and he's scratching his head thinking. She says, don't you remember you pulled over and you were helping me with my tire and you were telling me all about you have a daughter, Katie, right? Yeah. And she goes, and you were telling me that, you also have a little dog and you like just to hang out and drink beer and you have a brother and yeah. And so she's giving him all this information. He's like, don't you remember me, Nancy? We were having this conversation. And he's scratching. And his wife is looking at him.
Like she wants to kill
him,
right?
She wants to kill him. Forget it. Like she's quiet and everyone's quiet and silent. And Scott's looking like, oh, crap, what did I do now, And she goes, and your father is a mechanic. You were telling me your father's a mechanic and you're a mechanic and you're both 18-wheelers. And yeah. And he's scratching, like, looking down like he's searching for a pin in the haystack. And all of a sudden, I go to sit down right next to Scott because he's on a small bench. And I put my arm around him. And I looked at him and I said, gotcha. And he looked at me. He goes, oh, crap. I go, that's my friend Nancy. And everyone was hysterical laughing.
That poor guy. I'll bet you his wife was relieved.
Oh, it was funny.
She should have said, don't you remember the Motel 6? Oh my gosh! So funny as
yeah. That. So what? So what happened?
Now I got to keep that in mind. I have to do that to somebody.
Oh, it was so.
I'm
great.
In training, folks.
She's to be a scam artist. Bloopers and blunders.
I love it.
And so anyway, so he looks at me. He goes, you know, Art, I know New Jersey's a far distance away, but payback's a bitch. He goes, it might take a few years, but payback is a bitch.
That is that's an amazing story. That's funny as hell.
Oh, my God. And it was one of my greatest pranks.
So much fun.
So much fun. It really was.
Oh, God.
So if you have a really cool prank that you wish to share that happened to you.
We'd love to hear it.
Or that you did on somebody, that would be really, really cool.
We're big on that stuff, guys.
Yeah. Having fun and all?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the only things in life that are free. There's two things in life that are free.
What's that?
Sex and pranking.
Not all. No, sex is not always. Sex could be the most expensive.
This is true.
Expensive thing in life.
Well, if you're doing
that
it,
one
you know,
time screw could cost you yeah, the rest of your life.
This is true. This is true. But if you're with the right person and it's in a good relationship, you're married, you know, and even yeah, if you're not married, but it's
there's always a price to pay for sex, so I don't agree.
But wait a minute.
One way or another, you're going to pay the price.
Don't forget.
What?
It's at, to the act itself.
Yes, it does.
No. I ain't winning this one, folks.
No, no, you're not. What doesn't cost,
yes,
what doesn't cost a dime is to share love
yeah,
and to receive love. That doesn't cost a dime. To smile at somebody and to make somebody's day, that doesn't cost a dime.
That's true.
To give of yourself freely doesn't cost a dime. To make somebody else happy, it yeah, doesn't have to cost you a dime. And the most beautiful things in life really don't cost either nothing or next to nothing. The most precious things in life.
Yeah. And hey, you know something? I want to tell you a story. This happened to me just 2 days ago or 3 days ago. I was driving on the road and somebody cut me off. And usually I don't even pay attention to those things. I noticed myself cursing at that person. And you know that's not like me. No, like being angry. You know what I'm saying? Like I'll use profanity, but I'm like actually angry and pissed off at this person. I'm not like that. You know that. And yeah, I pushed my head back. I said, what? Mm-hmm. What did I just do? Because I'm the type of person, I'm the most friendly person. I'll talk to anybody for an hour and a half. I don't even know you. He can vouch for that.
I can vouch for that. I thought an hour and a half is like a 5-minute conversation to somebody else.
Right?
He can go.
So, you know, I'm not like that. So I'm finding myself actually irritated.
At the fact that this
person cut me off. And
so you're irritated that you allowed him to take you off your game?
Yes, I was so pissed off.
So now you're pissed at him twice.
Right.
For cutting you off and for taking me out of my game.
He took
out of my element.
He took me away from my element of being happy.
Wow.
And I was very upset about that. But then I realized if I continue being upset, he's still taking me off.
You know, it's funny. People in the car could easily get, you know, ticked off at one another.
Oh, yeah.
And they give you the finger and there's road rage.
I live.
But you want to know something? You have people, those same people, put them in a boat on the water and they're like, yo, how's it going? Friendly. No, everyone's waving.
Yeah.
No problem.
Right,
come
exactly
on. You know,
right, right.
It's a different element when you're in the water when you're
I just wanted,
out in life.
I wanted your opinion on why that happened to me because it was so out of character for me. Do you think that, you know what I did? I said a prayer to St. Michael right away because I was afraid maybe there was an attachment because this is not me. That's not my character.
Mm-hmm.
So I said a prayer to St. Michael, the Archangel, and I was confused why that happened. But then it went away, you know, after I said the prayer and I realized that I wasn't letting him take, you know, more out of me. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because sometimes people out there that are listening to us sometimes have these types of situations where they allow people to get under their skin. If you take a moment and you say a prayer to St. Michael, what could be happening to you at the time, somebody could be literally attached to you. A earthbound spirit could be attached. Somebody that had rage or somebody that was mean or somebody that was cruel. And if you know that's not who you are, I would take a moment and just release that soul to St. Michael the Archangel. Because after I did say that prayer, I felt much better.
You want to know something? I just by chance, you know, literally about 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, when I fell asleep in front of TV and woke up, I'm looking at Joel Olson on TV, very good speaker, preacher. And he said, don't allow somebody else's negative seed to be planted in your garden.
That's beautiful.
And he says, let your garden be filled with peace and love and harmony. And if anybody else around you has a negative seed, he says, you do not allow their negative seed to be a part of your garden or a part of your life.
Yeah.
He goes, let them bless them and let them move on with their life, but just stay true to yourself in
That's
that beautiful
very nice.
Place.
That's very nice.
And it was very nice because it was like, you know, very important that I heard that at the time because I was having some, you know, challenging confrontational times within the last week or so. And, you know, it was, you know, and I try to stay in my own zone. You know, it's interesting when I drive in the car, most of the times I do not have the radio on, believe it or not. And I love music. I'm a big music.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know why.
But I like to stay in my quiet place and space and just be
think.
Yeah, it's not even think. I just like to gaze or just like you know, be in my own little world.
Don't you find that you get the best messages from spirit when you're driving in the car and you just have no music on, and then things come to you one after the other after the other?
Yeah, I got news for you. I do a good part of my readings while I'm in the car, believe it or not. When I do phone readings, I'm in the car, and because I'm in my own little private Idaho.
Yes.
And, you know, people say, well, what about an accident? You know, I never get in an accident. While I'm driving, I never get in an accident. You know, I got in stupid little fender benders because of circumstances. But as far as me driving or sideshow
or
anything.
Well, you don't drive. You pull over when you're doing a reading, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, but – like I said, when I'm, you know, I like to be parked, you know, where there's like trees and, you know,
where
there's water. And I like just to sit in my car and just, you know, do my readings. And it's very peaceful, very serene. So
I like, well, that's your second address, you told me.
It is. My car, my van is my second address. So when a policeman pulls me over, he says, where do you live? I go, right here. That the address you're looking at my license is just facetious, and but this is my real address right
here. 1234 Green Door.
That's right. Four wheel drive.
Township, please. Four wheel drive.
That's right.
That's so funny. I think we have somebody waiting for us, my love.
Do we? Who we got?
Yes.
Do we have anybody? Where? I don't see anybody.
Brian, do we have somebody? Oh yes, Pat.
No.
From Suzuki?
No.
It's break time, though.
Oh, it is.
Oh, all right. Something.
All right. Well, we'll take break time's reading after this break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie with Angels and Answers. We are the dynamic duo.
Yes, we are. So if there's anybody that would like to call in, excuse my froggy, if there's anybody that would like a little free mini reading, our number to call is 800-930-2819.
You want to know something? I'm going to, you know, there's a song. I'm switching gears a little bit here. There's a song called God's Unanswered Prayers.
I've heard those. Yeah. That's by Garth Brooks.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, you're right. And what a song that is.
Because, isn't that beautiful?
Because a lot of times, you know, when there's something, the girl who first called in and wanting her boyfriend or, you know, wanted this guy and am I going to get this guy?
Yes.
And a lot of times people too much try too hard to go after the wrong thing or the wrong person. And, you know, they want what they want. You know, they want things to happen. And a lot of times, you know, when you think you want what you want and you don't get it, it's actually one of God's, it's a blessing in disguise.
Right.
And we have to learn to accept that, that it is what it is. And there is timing to everything, you know. And if you work your will strong enough, you can attract anybody or anything into your life. But it doesn't necessarily mean that
it's good for you. Right.
You know, there was a girl that I was doing a reading for her and she wanted to know about this relationship that she was in that was very toxic for her. And I was giving her a reading and I just said, you know, I'm not saying that you can't be with him, but I feel like it's definitely, definitely not for your best interest. And if you do allow him back into your life, I promise you it's not going to last, but you can get him back in your life. I feel that by patience or being, and I said to her, being stupid enough to allow him back into your life when you know he's not for your higher good. And so she said to me, after all that explaining, and I give her this deep spiritual understanding, she goes, Artie, is there a way that I could put a love spell on him?
Are you serious?
A love spell? I said, yes. Right. I said, you can put a love spell on him. I says, I'm not going to tell you how to do it, but you could put a love spell on somebody. But what's wrong with that is that you're working your will over some will and you're drawing them into your life.
That's
and so,
pretty sad.
Yeah. And so that's very desperate. And that's truly a lonely heart. That's truly a desperate, lonely heart. And it's definitely not for your higher good to do something like that when you're trying to work your will over something. Can I get them to love me or to come back to me?
How sad.
Or you know what? You could draw whatever it is you want in your life, but it doesn't mean the quality of that person is going to change.
Right.
You know, circumstances could make it happen where they're back in your life, but it doesn't mean that, you know,
it's the right person.
It's the right person or it's the right thing.
You're going against the law of nature.
Right.
Especially by putting a spell on a love spell.
Right. And or even if it's a negative spell, there are people who put negative spells on people. Yeah. You know, if the people who hold revenge and anger towards somebody and they put curses and spells, there are people who do that. But then again, there's also the white light protection.
Right.
And when you put your prayers out to the saints or the Holy Spirits or whoever you believe in, you know, whether it be the archangels or, you know, Jesus or Mary or the Holy Spirit himself, herself. And, you know, but there are things that you could do to block energy out. Also, what I was told, not that you would be hurting the other person, but what I was taught is that if you take a picture of the person who you're trying to keep from you, say somebody keeps on bothering you, someone keeps on bugging you, and they're a very negative energy and you don't want them in your life or whatnot, if you were to put their picture in a plastic bag with hot pepper and salt, and you just shake up their picture. No, you close up the baggie. You shake up their picture in the baggie or paper bag, plastic bag, and shake it up. What you're doing is you're making their energy so frazzled that they are not going to want to be near you because the energy is too toxic for them to come to you.
Wow.
So if you want to block out, that's a way to block out negative energy away from you by shaking, you know, that up. And
that's amazing.
I
can't believe those things work.
Yeah, no, it does. You know, also burning a white candle or a black candle, they're also very powerful candles for protection.
Oh, that I know.
You know, and you put your affirmations out there.
Yes.
And like I said, when you do this, this isn't like voodoo stuff, you know, what I was just explaining to you.
No, that's like black magic, white magic.
Yeah, and it's white magic. And so, you know, as far as, you know, keeping the toxic person away from you, all of a sudden there's something within your energy. Or when they're thinking about you, all of a sudden it's like they get irritated, like, oh, I'm not going to call him.
Yeah.
Or I'm not going to go to her house. Or I'm not going. But there are ways that you could, you know, shake up their energy so that you know, they're
crazy.
Not around you. Yeah.
See, I don't dabble into any of that stuff because I believe in karma. And I feel as though if you do something negative to somebody, no matter what it is, it's going to come back to you.
What I just explained, though, it's not attacking that person. What you're doing is it's like you're putting up a wall of fire just so they don't come to you. That's what
doing. I understood that part. But like the other thing, like why would you want a man to come to you through
or anybody
or a woman
to draw that person into your life?
Right. If they don't want it,
if they're doing it out of obligation or all of a sudden because they're lonely, that's what happens a lot of times. You know, people allow themselves to get together with their past. And what happens is that they forget the fact of why they even broke up. All they remember that when they're separated for a while, they only remember the good times. They only remember the loving times or they used to go out as a couple or the sex was great or whatever. But as soon as they get together, all of a sudden, all the things that were not cured that even caused them to break up to begin with, when those issues are not dealt with or cured, all those things come to surface again and you're right back in the same problem.
Right, exactly.
And thinking that you're going to change or they're going to change. And they're not. Unless,
not happening.
No, unless if they are consciously willing to make changes.
Right.
And not just being a narcissist.
A lot of people are not willing to make those changes because it's too much effort.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And they're hoping that, you know, things will just change on their own.
And it's not.
And, you know, there's the saying, you know, a leopard doesn't change its spots.
I love that saying.
You know?
I use it all the time because it's so true.
Yeah. There are people, though. There are very, very few people where it's exceptions to the rule, where there are people who were convicts and all of a sudden they turned out to be extremely fantastic people from their experiences, like the person who Catch Me If You Can by Leonardo DiCaprio, who played the man who literally made a life scamming everybody.
I have that movie.
Right. It's a great movie.
And what he did was he became like a pilot. He became
a surgeon.
A doctor. And he made his own money, counterfeit money.
Right. The guy was brilliant.
I mean,
in the wrong way, but the guy was ultra brilliant.
Do you know what
brilliant.
They did with him? They literally, after they convicted him for like a million years, they took him out of prison and made him work for the FBI.
And that's exactly what my point was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he ended up helping the FBI to be able to detect people who were scamming the banks and scamming, you know, the system.
Yeah.
And he literally, he turned his whole life around. Instead of being the con artist,
right,
he ended up being the savior.
Yeah.
And, you know, he tours now speaking. I don't even
That's
know
amazing.
His name. But Catch Me If You Can. It's an incredible, true
it's
story.
It's a great movie.
And it's just amazing. I mean, yeah. Talk about having balls.
Right? And he ain't talking about basket either.
That's right.
Listen, we have 2 minutes to break. So we know that we've got a lovely caller, Kerry, from New Jersey. But we only have 2 minutes. So Artie and I are just going to talk for another minute or so. And then after we come back from break, we'll take Kerry. So Kerry, stay on the line. We know you're there. All right, honey?
So any case, but Sky, if somebody wants a private reading from you, what should they do?
Yes, please give me a call at 908-500-1474.
And if you wish to get a reading from myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02.
I just wanted to say something. If you guys want to contact me by email, my email address is enchantingchanneling@gmail.com. So, you know, if you want to talk or you want to, you know, connect to me, or you have a problem, whatever, you want a reading, whatever, you can get me at enchantingchanneling@gmail.com.
And go to artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wondering how to make more confident strategy for retirement? Do you know that there are potentially more than 12 things to consider when planning for or approaching retirement? Then stop wondering and attend the retirement seminar hosted by Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman, Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation to the next seminar on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Light hors d'oeuvres and beverages will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Rare and unique opportunity for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show, and get into it, winning at the game of life with Lynn Brown. Lynn is looking for a special in-studio guest to receive live on-air energy tools that you can use every day. Join Lynn as she takes you and the listeners on a journey to cleanse your energy. If you are interested in learning about your intuitive nature, how to cleanse your energy, want to create new levels of clarity and ease in your life, have not received training of psychic or energy tools previously, and are at least 30 years old, Lynn wants to help you. If you're ready to get into it and join Lynn for a powerful hour of amazing live training, email Lynn at lynn@ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
We have another fun 15 minutes with you until commercial break. So we have to wrap this up. No, I'm really kidding.
Okay. We do have a wonderful caller. Her name is Carrie, and she's from New Jersey, and she has been waiting so patiently. Thank you so much for waiting, Carrie.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
You're very welcome. What can we do for you today, dear?
I just want to say I've gotten a reading from Artie, and he is very gifted and amazing. So I just want everyone to know that.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that very, very much.
It was scary, all the things that he was right on about. But I wanted to find out, I feel like it's about my career, and I feel like I work very, very hard, and then I get right to the point where it's between me and someone else, and the other person gets it. So I'm just curious as to if there's something else I should be doing or...
I feel there's three different choices for you. And I think you know them.
No, go ahead. Say it.
And, I'm not really 100% sure, but I'm telling you, what I'm hearing is that there's three different routes you can go, because I believe that you're almost at the peak of where you are at your job.
Right.
Am I right?
I don't know the different things, though. I got to tell you.
What?
I feel like I'm just in control a little bit, but I'm not sure about the three different things to do.
I'll give you an analogy. And you have a habit of giving away your power. And when something, you know, when you have the ability to get something. And here's the situation. There's two people going after the last slice of pizza, and you're one of them. And you happen to get there first, and both of you are really hungry. And all of a sudden, you have the ability to have that slice first, but instead, you tend to give it away. And it's like when you think or feel that you really want something, it's almost like it's almost like New Year's Eve. It's like right before the ball drops, it's more of the anticipation of getting the job that's exciting, that you know, just are considered for it is like exciting. And you keep on allowing your spirit and your subconscious to be involved only in the chase. And now you need to say, you know what? I want the accomplishment now. I want the success now. And you need to start visualizing this is mine. And you need to put it out there in the energy that in the universe that I am very deserving. This is my job. And I want you to visualize yourself that, yes, Carrie, you are the one that we're going to hire. And yes, you do have the job. And start visualizing you with that salary and you with that position. And this is what's going to happen because you have a habit of setting yourself up, like you said, and then you give way. It's just the excitement of getting up to barely at the top of the mountain, and you know you could, but
see, that's what exactly what I was telling her.
Like, but you're more interested in the anticipation of it than the actual accomplishment of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was explaining. I feel like you're at the top of your game, like you're at the peak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like you're at the peak of your game and within your work. But I think there's three other things that are going to come by you that are going to come and be put in your path. And I think that you should stick with the one you're doing now.
Okay.
What
I feel animals, a lot of animals around her.
Hey, Claire, what is it?
Excuse me?
You're right. There are a lot of animals.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What is it that you do, Care?
Oh, I'm a comedian.
Oh, those kind of animals. No, I feel that you have a connection to animals. You're a very kind soul. I feel like you have a connection to animals, or there's a lot of animals around you.
You're absolutely right. I rescue animals. We've got like 7 at my house.
Oh, okay. That's why I feel that. Very good. All right. So, you know what? I feel as though you don't really give yourself credit for being at the top of your game. Do you understand what I mean? But you're
there.
Yes, I
agree. I just had a big thing, and I had a real moment of, do I deserve this? Can I do it?
Yeah, it's a worthiness issue that you've been self-sabotaging yourself.
Right, and that's what I said. Like, that's what I was trying to bring out in the beginning of the conversation. Like, you're at the peak.
You need to allow yourself to be a little more gutsy and ballsy and confident. And not just to be humble.
Right. Because you're as good as anybody else. In fact, you're better. And you're not giving yourself the credit for that. But I feel like there's something with animals that you're going to be doing even more involved than rescuing. I knew there was an animals involved. And I also see that you're going to be doing something a little bit even more with the animals along with the rescuing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So keep your eyes open for opportunity.
Is something coming up big? Is something going to happen soon?
Want to know something? What I'm getting is there's going to be some kind of a contest or an event that's happening in New York City that you need to check out. Specifically, do I know exactly what that contest is? I don't. But I'm seeing it's almost like the Apollo. It's almost like that type of place, but I'm not saying it is that place. But there is going to be some kind of a contest of some sort in regards to where you're going to be able to, you know, strut yourself and show off your stuff.
And you know something? I see the date May 4th for you. And that's just like right around the corner.
In
do you have anything planned on May 4th?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I have a big event that day.
That's going to be that's going to be very important for you that day. Because I see that. Okay. I see that day is going to be important for you.
Okay, great.
Okay, and
that's
things are going to work out really good on May 4th.
And I'm literally hearing successful, successful, successful. And also, I don't know if it's this date or if it's going to be another time, but there is I'm seeing a kind of like a heavy set black lady that's also going to be there. And she has an incredible smile. She's got incredible defiant cheekbones. And it's either going to be this girl or it's going to be that night that you are going to be, you know, connecting in a big, big time way.
Wonderful.
But I see it. I see it as clear as can be. I see this person, and I have a feeling this person's going to be able to help you out, or she's going to say, you know what, I got this event going on, or I got that. You know, we could use you for this. But it has to do with this. Like I said, this black woman who has very good energy, and you're going to love her, and she's going to love you. So it's going to be a good thing.
Well, good luck on May 4th.
Do you think I'll be headed to LA?
You know what I see. I see that you're at a point right now where there's a dip in your career. And then I see it going to a point, and then I see it dipping again, going to the height, going to a height, a place that you haven't been before. And then I see it gradually going down to a point where you're not happy, going up a little bit more, and then remaining for quite a while at that one like lull. In other words, you have gone to the peak, and then I think you kind of let it slide, and it went to another small peak, but then it's going to remain like in a gully. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like there's going to be a situation as far as with one of your, you know, events that you're going to do. And like I said, it could be this black lady that I'm seeing that is going to help you get a gig or to do something out in the LA area. I feel like there's circumstances that's bringing you out there rather than you just moving out there.
So in order, what I'm saying is, like, you could change this. When you get to that peak, when you feel you're at that peak, Carrie, I want you to pay strict attention to it and don't lose your momentum because you're worth it. Okay. If
Thank
you don't
you.
Lose your momentum, you're going to be right on top for a long time.
Wonderful.
But do not A, take it for granted, and B, don't feel that you're not worth it. You can carry this peak for a real long time if you allow yourself to do it.
Okay.
I really feel like you are going to accomplish your dreams. I 100% believe that.
So do I.
Because I'm looking at my angel cards, and I just saw the angel of humor, the angel of joy.
Love.
The angel of love and the angel of dreams come true, and the angel of communication, which is about the speaking and stuff. But you just have to learn to be flexible under certain circumstances.
Right.
So things might not always be going your way as far as the headlining or where you want to be, but you're going to be on the right track. All right. But just know you are exactly where you need to be.
Right.
And see yourself as very deserving to be on top. And what I want you to
stay there.
Right. And I want you to look at people like Ellen DeGeneres or people of that statute that you are just as good and that you deserve to be in their position. But by watching other female comedians at that level, you'll be able to be right there with them.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Good luck to you.
And right now we got to go for a commercial break. All right, everybody, I want you to stick around because Sky and I, we have a little more to talk about. So stick around and we'll be right back right after this commercial now.
We've already said
what is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. When it comes to positive thinking and the law of attraction, many of us could say, been there, done that, read the book. So what happened if we didn't get there, didn't achieve the goal, didn't step into our abundance? Typically, there are some core wounds and core fears that keep us from stepping out. We also have energies in our ancestral lines, our cultural and family codes, and even agreements that keep us in check. So let me challenge you. When you had the desire that burned in your soul, what happened? How did discouragement set in? Why did you stop? What came up for you? Whose voices? Listen, there's hope, but it does not come from suppressing the energy that's within you. We all know it's going to spill out somewhere. So join me on Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy, and we're going to find out how we can shift you into the intentions that can manifest for you.
Are you into it? For the month of April, take a picture in your Intuit apparel and post it on Facebook for all to see and receive a reading from Lynn Brown on your Facebook page of your prominent aura color and what it means for you. Make sure you tag Lynn Brown or the Are You Into It Facebook page with your photo so Lynn can find you. Visit intuitapparel.com today and wear your intuition with pride.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. How are you, everyone? One more time, I'm going to give you the call-in number, but you got to call in quick because we're wrapping up soon. The number is 800-930-2819. Artie, your number to get a free reading?
Yeah, if you want a free reading, call. What's your number? 908-500.
No.
No, if anybody wishes to have a session with myself, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And also check out my website. I'm very proud of my videos. I'm sure you'll get a lot out of it. And go to ArtieHoffman.com. Go to the YouTube videos. And I'm sure you will love it.
You're going to love it. He's great. He looks so cute on TV. So nice. Really nice.
You know, I'm checking out a bunch of my little messages that I have here that I've had for like a long time.
Like affirmations to yourself? Like, well, see, that's really good, folks. This is really important. Artie writes down his affirmations and he reads them during the day. Everybody should do that. I'm going to start doing that. He's got his little pile of cards. This is very smart. This is really smart. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
You know, if you want to change the energy of your life, literally, if you were to start to write it down and write down everything you want to experience in your life, do this on a daily basis for 21 days straight and do it for two times a day. You write it in the morning, you write it in the evening, If it's not in the morning, it's in the afternoon, it's not a big deal if you do it two times a day. What's happening is that when you're writing down your affirmation, you write down only what you do want to experience, what you do want to, to live.
Let me ask you something. Let's clarify that. If you write down, for argument's sake, I want to be the best gardener ever.
I am the best gardener. I am the best comedian. Okay. I am the best salesman. I deserve the best. I am in love with myself. I do love myself.
That's the most important.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with saying I love myself. It's absolutely very, very important for you to say you love yourself. And so the reason why you do this for 21 days straight is because the mind believes what it sees. So when you keep on writing this down and writing this down, you actually create this to happen in your life. And trust me, it 100% works. But only write things down in the positive. You don't write down what you don't want. You could write down, I wish to be in a happy, healthy, loving relationship. You know, I wish to have enough money or prosperity in my life I could live.
Wish or have?
I do have. Right. Thank you. I do have enough money and prosperity in my life so that I could, you know, live a financially free lifestyle.
Do you know who told me something really good? Our dear friend Dara.
I am and I have.
Dara always says, God, thank you for this amazing life. Could it get any better? That's what she always says. And I think that's a great affirmation because you're covering all your thoughts. God knows your thoughts and what you really want. So when you say, God, I have a wonderful life. Can it get any better? I guess he's taking into the consideration what you're thinking.
And another thing that she said, we're going pro Dara right now.
I love Dara.
Yeah, she is. She is awesome. And what she says is when you're having a bad day, just literally say to God, thank you, God, for this beautiful gift. And thank you for making this day become only more beautiful than what it already is.
Yeah. I've learned so much personally from her and how she gets what she wants and her affirmations and how she leads herself from never being depressed. You know, we all go through fits of depression. It's just natural. But, you know, what's not natural is to dwell on it and to stay in that mode. But the way she looks at it is she's always giving thanks for having so much and thank you for giving me even more. You know?
You know, it's funny. Whenever I'm with Charity, and Charity is my wife, everybody. Whenever I'm with Charity and we go out and we're with
that's what I love about Audie. He's always giving to charity.
Yeah, always giving to charity. You're not kidding. I am going straight to heaven once I leave this place.
We love you, Jar.
That's right. But so many times when people will ask Charity, what's it like being married to Artie, you know, being a psychic, or is he ever in a bad mood, or he always seems happy, or he's always joking? And it's like, you know, on the most part, I am like that. But, you know, like you said, I'm human.
Yeah.
And so I have those moments
and
I go on those bitching times and, you know, and I do freak out every once in a while. But when I'm in those moods, I usually don't like to hang around with people. You know, I'd like to be, you know, on my own. I don't want to share any negative energy with anybody.
That's very thoughtful of you, actually.
I don't want anyone's pity. I don't want to cause anybody else harm with my energy. So I deal with it. And, you know, I relax, I listen to the music, I'll watch a comedy. But, you know, I promise you, your lifestyle will change for the better if you don't watch the news.
Yeah.
The news is filled with so much negative thoughts.
OMG. How do you like those riots and things? Isn't that
awful?
That's
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I don't know the whole story. All I saw was I came into the kitchen last night and my husband was sitting at the table watching this town in
Baltimore
burn and people looting and doing terrible things to others. What is the point of that?
Yeah,
these are
desperate people. These are desperate people. And they started, the National Guard came in.
I know. Don't people realize that when you have a soft voice, that you're heard louder than yelling? And that applies to everything.
Yeah, but you're dealing with much lower energy people who do this. So it's like,
what is the point of that, Artie? I don't understand.
I told you, these are desperate people. These are desperate people who feel very entitled. These are desperate people who have nothing better else to do, and they feel very entitled, and, you know, they just take, and, you know, in their world, they've gotten the short end of the stick in their perception, and it's not true, but this is their perception, and this is why people riot and go nuts, and it's not right. But you know, but yeah, the National Guard came in, and there were state police from other states that came in to assist.
I don't know much about
And also from New Jersey, there were state troopers from New Jersey came in. Yeah, the police force was overwhelming there to help.
What did the president say?
I don't know, because I don't watch the news.
I don't either.
I just happened to see a segment of the news.
You know what? I just happened to walk in and I saw, Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore burning. This whole, and people killing each other, hitting each other, I don't know, breaking into stores. What does a store shopkeeper who's barely keeping their head out of above water have to do with whatever the problem is that's at hand?
Yeah, but they don't even think about that. They just think about, it's free, it's mine, I'm taken. They don't think about, you know, it's like people who kill other people or people who steal from other people. Yeah. They don't look at what they're doing to the families or anything.
That's so sad.
But right now, we got to wrap up.
I know.
Wow.
Well, I want to say that my heart is with the people in Baltimore that have suffered the atrocities of other people's stupidities. And my prayers will be with all of you.
And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, happiness, peace and joy, and health for you, your family, and your friends. And keep talking to your angels because they are listening. Same with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Until next week, everybody.
God bless.
Have fun.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.